So one thing I have recognized as I am developing and growing into your pastor and a preacher of the Word of God, that there are three types of sermons, three, four, sometimes four. So there are the sermons that I want to write, or that I end up writing just so I can get something on the paper, to get the words out that I need to get out. And then there's the one that you need to write. And then there's the one that God is telling you to write. And I've learned that it is good to write the one that God's telling you to write. Because sometimes the words that, it's honestly the words that God speaks through me, I just let myself be an open vessel to those words, and you get what you get. I don't know what God speaks, because afterwards I'm just like, what did I talk about? And it's all good. It's all good. But I thought lately, and this week, God's been putting on my heart about that continual digging into relationship. Just because there's such a vastness to that word. Maybe the word that we connect to other things that might not make sense, but when you start digging and looking into the Greek or the Hebrew, as my husband the nerd would say, Hebrew came first, then Greek, then Latin. So looking into the Greek, just I realized, just like I said, that richness and that depth that is in that word of relationship. And I thought, if I haven't set that foundation for us to kind of pull from, that we might end up being lost, and you're like, what is she talking? Why? How did that relate to that? So back to the idea of relationship, that extended family system, the kinship, the community, the generations of similar nature or character, thinking along with someone in that same opinion or purpose or wish or agreement, with understanding and forbearance that we have for someone, and then that suffering together with someone that we do in a relationship. It seems like it is easier to get through something when we have someone sit beside us, showing us God's love and just letting us have all those emotions that come together when we suffer. And that way of relationships and looking into the Romans passage, and as you can remember, or if you've ever seen my business card, the verse that I really like that just holds a lot of meaning for me is Romans 5:5. And that idea that hope does not disappoint us because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. That pouring into our hearts of God's love. And then looking back into the rest of it is because of that hope, because of that love of God that's been poured into our hearts, we are able to get through that suffering. We are able to have endurance. We are able to do all these things that has been asked of us or given to us that we might not especially want. There are those times where you're like, no, I'm good. Just keep that right there. I'm good with where I'm at right now. But all this stuff with the suffering and the endurance and God's love, there's that interconnectedness. That connectedness that brings the strength, that enlightens us in our community, that brings us together, that binds us together so that we can take on anything that gets put before us. And that laying down of our lives for the sake of others, however that may fall apart or come to pieces or fruition, that we can grasp and understand what is being called of us. And that realization that I had this week That when I talk about the walls that at one point that I put around myself, those walls that God said, I don't like that one, I don't like that one, and I don't like that one. The realization I had this week that the walls aren't walls I put around myself. The walls, when I talk about them, are the walls that I put around God. And that just blew my mind. That those walls that I put around God so I don't fully get to experience God's love. I don't fully get to experience the grace, the hope, the peace. And when you let those walls that you've put around God fall, that flowing of, the overflowing of love from the God through the Holy Spirit poured out into us just increases. It's like the dam broke and it's just flowing. And that is an amazing feeling. It is an amazing feeling when we notice the walls that we put around our God and we knock them down. And that joy and that peace that flows with that. That richness that is there for us to experience. And in that, that God's love that gives us hope, and hope does not make us ashamed to proclaim God's love for all and for us and for others that are different than us. And that mystery that we surround ourselves in, that we continually are called to unravel and look at, because it produces a richness of our faith that when we come across those that are suffering, that are in that state of just confusion of where they're at, who they've been called to, where they've been called to, that we can sit beside them as God sits beside us. And we can dance with God and the Holy Spirit with joy. So my question for you today that I leave you with are, what walls that you need to knock down for us and for you to experience that deeper relationship with God? Amen.